Hey there, my name is DJ Sapphire, and I got the chance to interview Pegboard Nerds after their concert at Beta Nightclub on October 28th. I had the opportunity to talk to Alex and Michael about their partnership with Monster Cat, their EP Pink Cloud from last year, and some of their future tracks that they will be releasing. Feel free to check out my concert review that I wrote at kcsufm.com. And now, without further ado, here is the interview.
So I'm with 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and that's a student-run radio station in Colorado. And I really want to thank you guys again for letting me have this opportunity to interview. And you had an amazing set today at Beta Nightclub. A lot of DJs say when they're watching their fans, all the sweaty bodies in the crowd, what kind of gets you going or keeps you playing your music, that set list you have going on?
Like at that particular set tonight? You know, we're always feeding off the energy from the crowd. And it sounds like such a stupid thing, but it's real. And tonight was such an amazing crowd. Like from the get-go.
That's great.
It was just like high energy.
I mean, you even went out into the crowd a few times, which I was so surprised. I've never seen a DJ do that before. And it makes everyone even more excited and, like, re-energized for the whole gang.
Yeah, I was kind of worried for a second there. Like, how are we going to keep this up for 2 hours? This is very intense, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. kind of backtracking, when you guys first started in 2011, you got with Monster Cat. You were saying earlier, you didn't even know about the label. A friend kind of informed you. But what made you want to join a label? What were the benefits from that?
It's, you know, exposing your music to people. It's a means to get your music out there.
Get your music out there. You know?
There are you know, other options, like you like self-publish and do that stuff. But I think still labels will always be curators, in a sense.
Yeah. But Monster Cat is more than just a label. It's like a community. It's something completely different. It's the label is kind of more of a way of putting out the music, because it started out as a YouTube channel, not really as a record label.
Label, yeah.
So, and when we started with them, they had like 100,000 subscribers. Now they have, I don't know,
5 million? Like four or five million.
Million, whatever.
Yeah, like that's how I actually got into like listening to electronic music, was through the Monster Cat label. Yeah. And that was just a few years ago, but even as a DJ now, like I just love electronic music, and there's more to it than just the dance part of it that a lot of people like to popularize. There's, you know, future bass and way more to it, and like currently you guys are really expanding more from the trap and the dance. Like, what would you say kind of made you start to branch out from that path?
I guess like not just like stagnate in one genre or one path. Like, you want to explore and challenge yourself and your listeners.
It's like eating pizza every day. You get sick of it, right? You want to change it up, eat something different.
Yeah, that's a great perspective from it. Because a lot of DJs, you know, they find kind of one gold mine and they stick to it because it works for them. But I think it's a really great way to challenge yourself as DJs and to see what other like great things you can come out from that.
It's not as easily marketable, though.
Yeah.
Because people like, what is this?
Who are these weirdos?
But
what are they doing?
On a personal level, it's very satisfying.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you think, coming from like Norwegian area, how do you think your cultural difference of seeing American DJs in your style of music differ or are similar?
I think there's not that many DJs from our area that play this kind of music.
We don't even get booked in Norway.
Yeah, right?
We never play in our home countries.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never.
I'm surprised. So
we played
surprised
a few times,
that.
Though.
Okay.
I mean, we've played more times at Beta than in Norway and Denmark combined.
Wow.
Yeah.
So most of your fan base then is from the U.S. probably?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's crazy. So how often do you do tours in the U.S. then?
All the time.
All the time.
I mean, yeah. I guess, like, 2 or 3 times a year, and like you know, like varying lengths. Our current tour with Seven Lions is about 2 months, You know, and then we'll do another one when we get into the new year. And then maybe there's, like, the festival season.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you guys prefer doing your own concerts or more of festivals to meet, like, other DJs as well?
I think it differs.
Both. It's great coming here, doing our own show, and also it's great, like, hanging out with... Because you can, like, become friends with the people you meet, you know? You may not see them for 4 months or 6 months, but when you tour a lot, they kind of become friends, you know? And some of them close
like
friends.
Like a distant cousin.
You know? Like, when you see them, you're like, oh...
You're just so excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a give and take. They're both awesome in their own ways.
Yeah, in their own ways, for sure.
Okay, that's great. And then from your Pink Cloud EP that you made, I know you said earlier that it wasn't the purpose to have it for the breast cancer fund, but what made you kind of contour to that?
Towards
breast cancer
in general? Or?
Yeah.
Well, it was our management. Someone in the team was experiencing on a close hand, you know, and we're like, okay, why not? I mean, we don't. It sounds so arrogant, but we don't need the money. Of course, we need money. Everybody needs money all the time, but we would like to contribute to science. You know, we're nerds. We like science. We like everything. You know. Like life, so we want to help as much as we can, give something back to the world. We're getting so much from fans, and
you know, they just come up with this idea and it appealed to us, so we, you know, we said yes, let's work with this and see what we can do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you guys have any a new EP coming out soon? Or things, is it going to be more trap-related, or is it going to be more of this, like, branching out kind of stuff?
Branching out kind of stuff, for sure. And there's an EP, which is coming out, what, February, March?
February, yeah.
March-ish.
Awesome.
Well, new single coming out next week?
What month is this? Is it October?
Yeah, it's October.
It's end of October now. It's like November next week. I think it's next week.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you guys able to crank out so many singles while you're on the road?
All of these songs were actually made before we went on the road. And, you know, a lot of effort went into trying to finish as much as we could before we went on the road, because it's... for sure harder to do things when we're touring. It's possible, but it takes longer, and the quality control is less good.
Yeah, do you get any inspiration sometimes while you're traveling for, like, maybe a future single?
Yeah, no, we do, like, a lot of, you know, sketches, just, like, mock-ups, whatever.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. But yeah, for sure. We put down a lot of ideas, like simple, crude things, and then we refine them when we get back home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I really want to thank you guys again for your time.
I'm DJ Sapphire with the KCSU Music Podcast, and thanks for listening. Feel free to check out my concert review on KCSUFM.com.